Now, this has been dragging on for months. Is this starting to have kind of an effect on the patrons and the supporters of the orchestra?
Yeah, even in explaining it, you can hear it sounds fairly tedious in the presentation of 50, 55, 70, 33 weeks. These numbers flying around that to the musicians, to the management, to a lot of people in the arts community or the diehard symphonic music fans might be a very big deal and are a very big deal. But for the average person who might buy a ticket casually to go to the orchestra, it's starting to seem a little tedious. We've seen it even in the reaction to stories we've put out there that at first there was a lot of support on either side of the debate, a lot of people wanting to participate in this conversation who are interested in the stories. And with each subsequent story we've put out, it seems like the response has been a little bit less. So there is a concern about relevancy. I talked with orchestra CEO Robert Berman, and we can hear a clip of him talking about that now.
I say that the fact that the orchestra has relatively small audiences today is a byproduct of the fact that we have gone through the same public narrative over and over and over, because each time that we confront this labor impasse and the infighting, there is a percentage of the audience that turns their backs. So that's why we say whatever solution we can come up with here, mutually, hopefully, it has to be fundamentally different than what we've done in the past. What we need at the end of the day is a solution that this community will believe in, and which will motivate the donors to guarantee that our future will be better than the past.
And Musicians Negotiating Committee Chair Kim Tischner essentially agrees. Here's what she has to say about that.
Yes, the orchestra, I'm sure, is losing relevancy because we're not performing anything. And so, yes, I see a very grave danger letting this go on any longer.
And this could be summed up, if people want to go to our website and search for this story, in a reaction that I got during one of these, when I was out covering one of these stories, when the musicians had held a very small demonstration outside of the offices of the orchestra to turn in a letter rejecting a contract proposal that was long, long ago. And I walked across the street after this protest, and there was a group of people who were standing across the street watching, and I asked if they knew what it was about. They didn't know. I told them, and the reaction was, well, so what?
Yeah.
And so they're not only losing, you know, ticket sales now, but, you know, future donors, they're possibly losing interest from younger people who might buy tickets in the future as this drags on.
It would be a shame after 75 years of having an orchestra to lose it, but as this drags on, I think people are getting more, you know, fatigued with it, seems like.
Yeah, and it's starting to become a real concern, as we heard, for the musicians and for the management.
All right, Gabe Bullard, thank you. We'll come back to you in a moment. This is State of the News on WFPN.